corn, that's fine, and beets, okra, squash, potatoes.
Okay. What's a mushroom?
And don't you know what a mushmelon is?
It depends, because some people would say one thing.
Call them something else?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it, some people would say that it's a kind sort of bread.
Cantaloupe?
Yeah.
Cantaloupe.
Is it the same?
They're the same thing.
Okay, so it's got yellow meat on it?
Yeah. Yellow inside and gets right. Yellow on the outside too.
Okay. What about different kinds of watermelons?
Well, I don't know what, some of them got several different names. We raise them sometime long, sometime round, and just different names.
You just don't keep up with the names.
No.
Okay, now you mentioned potatoes. What?
We raise sweet potatoes, nice potatoes.
Okay, is there any other name for sweet potatoes?
Yeah, I think it is. Somebody else called them something else. I don't know what it is. I can't think.
What does the word yam mean?
Yellow yam. Them's a sweet potato.
What does yam mean? Does that mean potato?
I bet yellow.
Okay. And let's see, you mentioned beans. What kinds of beans are there?
Well, you know, there's one they call pole bean, one they have Kentucky wonders, and then you get the short runs, and you get the Tennessee green pot, just all several different kinds.
Yeah. What about the kind of bean that you eat the, you don't eat the pod, you eat the inside?
That's butter bean.
Okay. You ever call those lima beans?
Yeah, they're lima beans, the right name of them. Some call it, their name of them. It's right named lima beans, but I call them butter beans.
Okay.
Either one's all right with me.
When you want to get the beans out of the pot, okay, this is a little red vegetable that it's not a beet, it's smaller than a beet, but it grows in the ground.
Reddish.
Okay. And what about something that it grows up on a leafy plant? It's round and red.
I don't know. Strawberries?
No, I'm thinking that's real common. You set out these plants.
Are you talking about eggplant?
No, you set out these plants and the thing itself is round and red.
Pepper?
I'm thinking of tomatoes.
Tomatoes?
Yeah.
You don't have tomatoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got a lot of tomatoes sitting there.
What about the smallest? Don't get any bigger than this.
Cherries.
Okay.
Cherry tomatoes.
Okay. And what about something that makes your eyes water if you cut it?
Hay fever?
No, it makes your... It's something that grows in a garden and it makes your eyes water.
Onions.
Okay.
Juice.
Okay. What about those little young fresh onions that you eat just by themselves? You know?
I don't know.
Just about on the
bottom. Oh, these little baby onions?
Yeah.
They just look green onions.
Okay. You say if you leave the skin of a dried apple around, it'll dry up and get smaller. You say it'll...
Rot?
Yeah. Say it'll
shrink up.
Okay, swivel up.
Swivel up.
Mm-hmm. Shrivel up, or how do you say that?
Well, it just swivels up.
Okay. This is a kind of leafy vegetable that is round.
Cabbage.
Okay. Okay, if you were talking about these, you'd say these.
Cabbage.
Okay. Very big, these.
Like it. Mm-hmm. Pretty good size.
Okay. Okay, if you take the tops of turnips and cook them and make a mess of
turnip greens.
Okay. What other kinds of greens do you use?
I don't use no other kind, but mustard.
Okay. What about poke?
Oh, poke. I don't use poke.
What do you call that?
I call it poke.
When you cook it, you call it poke.
Poke salad.
Okay.